WMFO, and good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the voicemobile. I was telling Dave I enjoyed that Spyro Gyra cut. That was really nice. So let's see. We'll stop this one. And all right, we're going to get started off in just a minute with something from an amazing musician and composer, Mehmet Alsanlıkol. It's from a CD called What's Next, and we'll hear the title card. He's just won a Grammy nomination, not for songs on this album, but it's the one that I could find. So let's see. It's a beautiful, crisp day out there. If you're coming along Alewife Parkway, they've changed once again how the traffic goes, so be aware of that. If you're coming from Cambridge into Somerville, where they've been doing all that construction, the road is actually closed, so you have to detour around. So I didn't know that in advance, but I got here okay. So just trying to think of all the things that are going on. Just be very careful out there on the roads. People are all in a hurry. Everybody's trying to get somewhere to do their shopping or go to a party or an event or whatever. And allow yourself, if you possibly can, a little bit of time so you're not frantic, because last thing you want is to, you know, have an accident and not get to where you need to get to. So that's a good thing. And what else? Well, I guess we'll just play some. Oh, I forget, this crazy thing goes by itself. It doesn't wait. All right, so we'll see if we can get it to there. And here we go.
Thank you. Some love strikes like a thunderbolt from out of the stormy blue, rages and dies with an anguish cry. Some love sneaks up on you, and in my heart I have always known I'd travel down this way. But yesterday I did not know today would be the day. I think of all the time gone past, nights I've spent alone, no more wasted than the water that runs to smooth of fire compels the heart to move, leaving no choice in the lover's voice, lies nothing to wade through. But some love tests you at every turn, you tremble or be true, you turn back in fear, but you are not. Love sneaks up on you.
Today would be the day. That's so beautiful. So that is Child's Play. Unfortunately, they're no longer performing. They used to perform at Sanders Theater around this time of the year, and I had the privilege of seeing them a couple of times. Just an amazing group. I'll share a little bit about this. So it's fiddlers, fiddles, and their maker. So all the folks playing on this, all the fiddles were made by the same man, and he pulled all of this together. Let's see now. Where did it say? Well, I will find it. But right now, Bob Childs. Okay, so that's where it comes from, Child's Play. So the vocalist on that, her name is Joyce Anderson. And there's so many, lots and lots and lots of folks on this. The song that we heard, Today's the Day, was inspired by a Japanese haiku expressing the feeling of sudden awareness that you are where you always knew you'd someday be. It was first recorded by the late beloved singer and fiddler Freda Epstein and her band Acoustic Attitude, an ensemble that included our own intrepid bass player Ralph Gordon. So Mark's arrangement here, dedicated to Freda, weaves remembrances and echoes of her own fiddle solo and the Attitude's melodic lines with the joyful Child's Play transformation of the tune as a setting for Joyce's jewel-like vocal interpretation. So, just wonderful. If you can find any of their CDs or are online, you can go to childsplay.org. They're just wonderful. And they used to have the most incredible dancers that would appear with them. Do they list them on this? Let's see. I don't see the dancers listed. But that was one of the highlights for me of going to the performance. So, I'm not seeing the dancers in him. I got to meet them a couple of times. And it was just so much fun. Okay, so before that, we heard Sarah Caswell, On My Way to You. What a gorgeous CD that was. And then we heard Dave Stryker with Julian Shore and John Patitucci, Brian Blade with String Quartet. The song was called Hope on his CD, As We Are. And I opened up with Mehmet El Sanikol from his CD, What's Next. Know Your Cell Phone Rights. Whether you're taking your cell phone with you on a walk, in your car, or to a civil protest, you should know your civil and your legal rights. The U.S. Supreme Court unanimously ruled that police must obtain a warrant to search a person's cell phone. However, a phone without a passcode can readily be searched by anyone holding it. And a Virginia court recently ruled that a defendant can be compelled to unlock a device that's protected only by a fingerprint sensor. So, consider using a key code password and setting your phone's screen to lock very quickly when no one's using it, particularly if you expect to be in a potentially volatile situation. While the police can't legally force you to unlock your phone, they can ask you to. And if you do that, you've forfeited your rights. The correct answer to a cop's request to search you, your vehicle, or your phone is, "No, officer, I do not consent to a search. Thank you." Finally, remember that the police can always ask a judge for a search warrant. So, think carefully about what's stored on your phone, including photos, contacts, and app data. You can learn more about your rights from the Electronic Freedom Foundation on the web at EFF.org. A public service message from the EFF and your freedom-loving friends here at WMFO, Medford Tufts Educational Radio. All right, well, that's important. A lot of people are getting out and about these days, and, they've got their phones with them. So, let's see. We're going to go now to something from Jacob's Ladder, and I'll just tell you that they're going to be celebrating Beit El and Shabbat Shira with folks at Temple Israel in Boston on January 27th. They'll be joined by cantor Alicia Stillman, members of Berkelet, Berkeley's Jewish a cappella group. And they'll be joined by other special guest musicians and singers. Join Temple Israel's Riverway and our greater Boston communities in a song, This Will Be a Night to Remember. So they now have yarmulkes, Jacob's Ladder yarmulkes, and they are celebrating Ariel and Sophia are celebrating the birth of their first child. So that's so exciting, a boy. So Jacob's Ladder is the name of the group, and I'm going to play that for you momentarily. I also want to mention that there's a New Year's Eve concert coming up with Ezekiel's Wheels at the Burren. It's an early show at 7:30, and they usually sell out, so I'll try to pull up some more information on that. Let's see. Oh, I think my friends are going to go to that. Good, good, good. That's great. So hopefully we can get some tickets. All right. So next we have music from Jacob's Ladder on their CD called Beit El. You're on WMFO Medford at Tufts University.
Gedulat yemincha tatit zerura kaverina rina damecha sagvenu taharenu nora I shma zakateinu yodea talumot
Así.
Voice of the Wonders, 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 Wonders
I wish we never stole lands from the Indians. I wish we never made the black man slaves. Yes, as much as I love America, our freedom's got a few stains. I could do without Hollywood. Yes, Wall Street and LA. I know it's written in God we trust on the dollar. Sometimes it feels like it's to the dollar we pray. In America, red, white, and blue. Yes, America. Civil War, segregation and Vietnam. Yes, before we start preaching to the rest of the world, best we remember from where we've come. Yeah, the gap between the rich and poor, don't know if that's a bridge that can be crossed today. And the middle class is drowning down the river under bills they can barely pay. In America, red, white, and blue. Oh, America, still I love you. But I was born with freedom. Take it for granted in a world where evil and persecution have thrived. So America, yes, God bless you. Oh, America, red, white, and blue. Oh, yes, America.
Daya daya da daya, wo ya 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 wa daya, da 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 da, wo ya na di da da wo ya daya, da da di da da. Da ye da ye da ye, oh. On the holiest day of the year, the holiest man in the world would go into the holiest place in the world. And he would mention the holiest name in the world. On Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol would go into the Kodesh Kodashim and he'd say, Shem Hashem, be mefoydos. הכהנים והעם העומדים בעזרם כשהיו שוימים אס השם הנכבד והנוערו והכהנים והעמה עומדים בעזרם כשהיו שוימים אס השם הנכבד והנוערו היו כהנים, כהנים ומשתחווים ונופלים על פניהם היו כהנים כהנים ומשתחווים ומועדים ונופלים על פניהם ונראה רו 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 היי לני sound like that Shem Hashem. What was it like? People would fall on their faces thanking Ribono Shel Olam such a moment. So nachon, we don't have it yet right now, but I'm sure you all agree with me. I know from my own child, the closest we probably get to hearing what God's explicit name is when our children look into our eyes. And I'm sure, I don't know yet, but when a child says mommy, ima, abba, tati, it's probably the closest we'll ever get. So we should just hold on to those moments stronger and stronger, but not for long. Because Gavad, we need to hear that name so badly. Oh, no, no, no. ומשתחווים ומוהנים ונופלים על פני אלה היו קוינים קוינים ומשתחווים ומוהנים ונופלים ונופלים
Shlomo Katz, and that's from Live in Melbourne. It's just beautiful. So, let's see, Lazy Lord before that, from his Freedom's Child CD, the song is America. Rabbi Soul with Ms. Moore LeDavid from Another World is the name of that CD. All right, so I want to share two little things from Shlomo. From, this is the Kol Chevra, the Six Yort Site issue, and there's a little quote here. It says, there is a little dance in every note. Dance it until we all dance together on the streets of Jerusalem. May it come soon. Rabbi Shlomo taught me. This is from Joan Englander. Whether through singing, storytelling, or listening to a person, your heart has to be broken with joy and with sorrow. If it isn't broken, then you won't deeply touch another human being. To hear on the deepest level, to touch where it makes a difference, never to be forgotten, to be remembered by life, for life, by others, you have to live totally, give totally, walk on the edge of life unafraid, be open to life in all of its forms, no matter how distasteful. Everywhere, find a spark of light. If your heart is not breaking and yearning to do this, your touch will be shallow, your effects momentary. And when others think of you, it will be like a passing shadow. If you are whole, passionate, sturdy, ready to stand for your beliefs, your memory shines on through eternity, long after you have left this world. Since there is no end to learning on the level of soul and spirit, to be deep, we have to come from deep. To come from deep, we have to be broken of selfishness, aversion, fear, grasping, false pride. We have to know how to bend, become humble, get inside of someone else's heart. We can only do this if we have gotten inside our own and found everyone in this world, our brothers and sisters, touching our own heart with the same tears, tears of joy, tears of sorrow. This is excerpted from the book Joy in the Evening of Our Lives, a guide for caregivers, family, and friends. Rabbi Shlomo taught me, Joan Englander. That's so beautiful. So now we'll listen to some Shlomo. All right, WMFO Medford, you're listening to The Voice Mobile. I'm your host, Joyce the Voice. Bane a big dash, Bane a big dash.